Boz, congrats on the new album. I think it's your first one for 5 years, and you went to Memphis, and the record's called Memphis. Obviously, you've got a connection with that city.
That's right, yeah. A great connection with the city and with a particular recording studio that the producer, Steve Jordan, and I have worked in before, and we wanted to go back to.
And that was Royal Studios, right?
That's right.
And can you tell us how you went about selecting the songs for the album? Because there's a lot of very well-known songs like Rainy Night in Georgia.
I have been, as a just a matter of course, I go through a lot of songs just looking for material. And Steve and I had been talking for several years about getting together on a project. And this opportunity came up to work. So I sent him some demos of some songs that I've been working on. And he sent me some suggestions, and that was the core of the songs that we worked on. And then there were, once we got close to the recording date, there were just some things that came to mind on both his part and mine that just seemed to be fitting into the general style of songs that we were putting together and into the styles of the musicians that we'd called up for the sessions.
Boz, you mentioned doing those demos, and it only took 3 days to record this album. Is that where you do all that pre-work, in those demo sessions, and then once you get in the studio, you're good to go with recording?
The demos help a lot. Mostly they help in my finding the right key for myself, I play with the arrangement or the tempo of the song. Then I sing it, and I can only know by getting on a microphone and actually trying to perform the song as to how it feels, how it fits me. So it's an important part of choosing the material. Like, I can suggest to a producer or a fellow musician a song because I've tried it out, and we don't have to go through that process again. So that's part of it. But this album was recorded relatively quickly. Well, I say relatively quickly. It was in 3 days we did our 12 or 13 track, and it just came so easily because the sound was there, because the musicians are so familiar with us, with each other, with the music. It just fell into place very quickly. The demos do play a big part of that process.
So alongside Steve Jordan, you had Willie Weeks on bass, Ray Parker Jr. That's quite a band. And the Memphis Horns.
Yeah, this particular band was called the Royal Horns, in fact. Anyway, yeah.
Vernetta Fields.
Great musicians.
Yeah, Vernetta Fields that sang on a lot of your early records. She lives in Queensland, where we're calling you from.
Oh, yes. I saw Vernetta about 3 years ago when I came there and played.
Now, she's on What Can I Say, I think, isn't she, on that Silk Degrees record you made?
Yes, she is.
She has a fabulous voice. We all wish for her voice.
Yes, she does. And she's one of the most wonderful people I've ever known.
I'd love to play What Can I Say. I'm sure Kelly would as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how that song came about?
David Page David Page was the arranger in the section of the Silk Degrees album. And that was a song that David had some music to. He brought that idea for the music in, and I just sang into it and wrote the words to it. But that's a David Page thing, a predecessor to a lot of the music that he wrote for Toto.
Ah.